Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we worship you again in Jesus' name. Tonight, the last night of the year 2020 going away. Just a short word of exhortation tonight. Believe in God. There will be a revelation given to every one of us of the importance of the time we are living in. So tonight, the number 120, the outpouring of God's glory and divine providence. Number 120, the outpouring of God's glory and divine providence. So we see what is in the number. In God's word, there are many things with numbers. In fact, a whole book in the Bible is called Numbers. Wherein God begins to number and know the chain of Israel and things like that. And that's great significance in numbers. Tonight, we are picking just one of them, the number 120. So there is a whole book, like I said before, in the Bible called Numbers, dedicated to the numbers of the tribes of the children of Israel. There is much to learn in understanding the meaning of numbers. But be careful in this area. To every truth, there is a falsehood. To every dollar, there's a counterfeit dollar. So Satan is a counterfeiter. So talking about numeric, there's such a thing as numerology. That's not what we're talking about here tonight. Praise the Lord. That has to do with astrology and all these four times and something like that. Tonight is Bible numeric. Praise the Lord. And we're picking just one of them, number 120. So now, let's begin from here. The number 120 has a significance and meaning for the day and hour in which we live. That's why we're talking about it tonight. Yes, the number 120 has a significance and meaning for the day and hour in which we are living today. Its study will help us to be able to discern the times and seasons in which we live. Today's church, we are praying, all praying for revival, right? That we in part fulfill a scripture I want to read now. That scripture is in Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. See that number 120, as you will see, has to do with the glory of God. Praise the Lord, as you will see right now. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, amen? And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is a kind of word of God you can keep in your heart in this dark hour of the age. You know? Now, the scripture also says that and promises us that the glory of the latter house or the church will far exceed anything that has ever been or seen in the history of the world. The glory of the latter house. The Latter Day Church. I don't mean the other denomination, something like that, you know. The Church of the End Time. Praise the Lord. So the glory there, that is in Haggai 2:9. The glory of this latter house, he said, shall be greater than of the former. Hear the Lord of hosts. That's why I never say that yesterday is better than today. You may never say that. Praise the Lord. So thank God for all the revival of the past and all the move of God. But he promised a far greater move as he closes the age.
Amen.
And that's where our heart and our eyes are. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, when will all this prayer that we are praying for, when will it come? When will it take place? Are we close to that long-awaited season? And what should we be looking for? That revival we have been praying for decades upon decades. How far are we from that revival? How close are we? Is there anything in the Bible to give an indication how far it or close it is? This is very important, really, when we consider the association of the number 120 with the outpouring of God's glory. First of all, we look in the scriptures, then we give one instance in history of the outpouring of God's Spirit. Now, let's begin from the beginning in the book of Genesis. God called Noah 120 years before the flood. Talking about number 120, the outpouring of God's glory and divine providence. God called Noah 120 years before the flood. So when God gave this special call to Noah, what happened? God began to limit, God limited the period of probation of the antediluvian age to 120 years. Before they were living to 900 and something, Methuselah, 969 years, right? When the Lord called Noah, he began to shorten the time, the life expectancy of man. Cut it down to 120 in the time of Noah. Now, why was that? God's spirit had been striving with men for many years, but they had hardened their hearts. Sinners in Noah's day took advantage of the longevity that God gave them, and the antediluvians, by resisting and ignoring the moving of his spirit, they took the attitude that there was plenty of time. Mm-hmm. Talking about God later, you know, because they were living long time, see? And thus, God thought it wise, with the call of Noah, to begin to set a limit on human life expectancy. As a first step, within 120 years, God will send the flood and destroy that generation from the earth. That is in Genesis 6:3, and I read. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So by that, there's such a thing the Bible called the law of the first mention. Praise the Lord. Amen. That means that when a topic is introduced in the Bible for the first time, God will give the necessary parameters and the implication of that thing that he has just introduced for the third time. So therefore, the number 120 being introduced here for the first time, by the law of first mention, it means that the end of all flesh. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we go on that now. Now, we see God begin to shorten the life expectancy of man when he called Noah. When there's another shortening of time, at the end of the age, the Lord said that except the time no be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, right? And we are in that time right now. Where they bring in atomic power in 1945, today they have hydrogen bomb and so on. People are wondering what will happen to the world that except God shorten the time, no shall be saved. Now we know what it is now. So God said we shorten the time at the end of the age. That's Matthew 24, verse 21. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you see how much he loves you and I? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I don't care how many atomic bombs are hanging in their hangars. I won't even lose a sleep upon it. Amen.
Amen.
God said he will take his elect out. He will shorten the time before anybody can trigger anything. Nothing happened upon this earth.
Yes.
Until God allows it, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we see right there. Now, so that now Moses, whom God used to write that Genesis and that shortening of time, he himself lived for 120 years, right? As Deuteronomy 34:7 says so. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Now why did Moses that long? He prophesied anyway in Genesis 6:3, right? Moses' vitality until his death was, you know, that in connection or association with the glory of God that came upon him. We know that. See, praise the Lord. See, how do we know that? In Exodus 34, when he went all the months to go and receive the law and so on, Bible says when he was coming back, his face was so shine with the glory of God, amen, to the extent that the children of Israel couldn't even look at his face. He had to put a veil upon his eyes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See? 120 and the glory of God. Even in Moses' life and some of that, you know, we know his longevity was due to the glory of the Lord and that came upon him and things like that, you know. Now, the church of the living God, in another sense, the glory of the later half, we are told upon all that Moses, how God's glory came upon him, we are told in 2 Corinthians 3:7. I want to read that. So I don't envy Moses. Thank God for Moses. Amen.
Yes.
We even have a better covenant built upon better promises. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's look at us and the glory of God in 2 Corinthians 3:7 really quickly. But if the ministration of death, written and engraving in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelled. That's us today in the church age. Now, verse 11. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, brethren, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not separately look to the end of that which is abolished. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all watch it now with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's another way of saying that the glory of the latter house shall greatly exceed that of the former. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So can you see that Moses was 20 years old, he prophesied the 120, then he said live for 20 years and so on by the reason of the glory of the Lord upon him. 120 had to do with the glory of God in many places in the Bible. Now let's look at another instance. The glory of God when Solomon's temple was dedicated. Now let's watch 2 Chronicles 5, 12, very quickly. Now, this is dedication of Solomon's temple, verse 12 of 2 Corinthians 5. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Hammer, of Jerusalem, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar. This Solomon temple will be dedicated right now. And with 120 priests, talking about number 120, the glory of God as falling and divine providence. See? 120 priests standing with the trumpet. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in the praising and thanking the Lord as we did tonight. And when they lifted off their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Number one, I see 120 priests were there, 120. Then, as we were praising God with one voice in one accord, the glory of God fell. Number 120, the outpouring of God's glory and divine providence. We see that there. At the back of the church, New Testament church, what happened right there in the upper room? In Acts 1:15, we were told the number of them in the upper room. That is in Acts 1:15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Can you see now how it is associated with the outpouring of the glory of God and divine providence? For we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when these 120 people were in the upper room, what happened? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And then suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Isn't that like what we read in the book of Chronicles about Solomon's temple? 120 priests, right? Praising God with one accord. There's a common similarity. They were in one accord, right? They were in unity. Praise the Lord. See? And the glory of God, the Holy Ghost fell either in the upper room. So we see that 120 of them, just like Solomon's temple. Now let's get one more time. God's glory outpouring, the number 120 in providence, you know, the Bible right there. Now, let me go to something else here, you know. The number of jubilees to date, you know, Israel is commanded to have the jubilees, right? Every 50 years or so, that's a jubilee, right? So now let's see here. Here is another instance that we're going to talk about now. Since there are 50 jubilees since the time of creation to Joshua, when God called Joshua, from creation to Joshua, there were 50 jubilees of 50 years each. Now, in 2018, we know was a jubilee year. And that year, 2018, was the 70-year anniversary since Israel became a nation. It became a nation in May of 1948, right? So 2018 was the 70-year anniversary of their becoming a nation. Now, there have been 70 jubilees of 50 years each since Joshua crossed the Jordan to the jubilee year of 2018. From when Joshua crossed the Jordan to 2018, which is the jubilee year, there have been 70 jubilees. I mean, to that time, and something like that, you know. So this meant that there have been altogether a total of 120 jubilees since creation. Can you see that now? 120 jubilees. A jubilee is a 50 years, right? So since creation to the time 2018, when Israel was 70 years old, there have been 120 jubilees. That's year 120 in divine providence, you know. So we see that right there. Now, what is that? 120 jubilees means what? That's 120 times 50, right? That is 6,000 years. Praise the Lord. Now, we're bringing it to us now. To know the time we are living in, the light of God will know. We will know the season. The day we will not know when the Lord will come, but the season is to be to the elect. Praise the Lord. Amen. Who are watching and praying, right? Now, let me say something. Now, that's just some biblical background about the 120 associated with the outpouring of the Spirit of God, divine providence. Let me pick one instance in history. Type the number 120 again. In our own time. Now, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost at Topeka, Kansas. Now, at the birth of the 28th century. So let's see what happened there. Towards the end of 1900, there was a brother called Charles Parham. He had a Bible school, you know, and the student had been studying the Bible for a long time. Now they come to the book of Acts, chapter 2. Now they were hung. The preaching at that time about the Holy Ghost was this. Nobody believed that the Holy Ghost can be given in our time. All they know that, the Holy Ghost come to you when you are born again. That's what they know. Others say the Holy Ghost was only for the apostles. That's what was going on in 1900 when the Bible was called and so on. That, you know. Then they go to the book of Acts chapter 2. And we'll read to you just now. Then they were hung. Look, I'm going to get stuck here. He even took a trip. Say, you students, begin to pray and meditate upon Acts 2. I will go for a few days. So when he came back, long story short, now, one of these days, one sister among these students got up. He said, you know, but Brother Parham, lay your hand upon me that I may receive the Holy Ghost. Because I'm going to go to a funny tree. Parham said, here I am now. I haven't got even the experience myself. So he kind of didn't want to do it, you know, but he was kind of urged to do it. So as soon as he laid his hand upon that sister, it's called Agnes. Don't worry about the name. This is happening right in our time. As soon as he laid his hand upon that sister, the Holy Ghost fell upon her. They can see something like a halo covering his head and his face. And he began to speak in Chinese language, which he never ever had before. Now, he spoke in Chinese for 3 days. And when he tried to write his experience, it was in Chinese. In fact, they published the writing that he wrote. And in the newspapers, you know. And this is true. I tell you of the truth. I have said this here many times. When I was filled with the Holy Ghost, for more than 3 days, I could hardly speak English. Amen. God is my witness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. When I opened my mouth, I'd be speaking in tongues. For at least more than 3 days, really, you know. I wasn't writing anything. So the Holy Ghost is real. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for today until Jesus comes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So now, one thing about that is this. So even the timing of that thing is very, very significant. You know, this was New Year's Eve, right? When this thing happened, right? New Year's Eve, like today, right? Now, so when did this thing happen? It was when the time struck midnight of December 31, 1900. As soon as the clock passed midnight around 12:01, is when this thing happened to this sister, when the Holy Ghost fell. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you know what? When the clock strikes midnight tonight and passed like 1 minute, to be 120 years to the day, this day, that this event happened.
Amen.
Number 120, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost and divine providence.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You have all heard of Azusa the Bible, right?
Yeah.
Azusa sprang for that outpouring and go from all over the world. Brought Paham went to Tiger City, and they were preaching everywhere. People were receiving the Holy Ghost everywhere. Those who were prayed for at first, who didn't seem to receive, when they were walking, they received. Some received when they were in their houses. So faith, you see right now, because this promise unto you, and to your children, and to your children's children, and to as many as the Lord God shall call. Amen. 120 years tonight, that the Holy Ghost fell. And so Brother Paham went to Kansas City to go and be preaching this thing. So there was one black brother by the name of Thomas Seymour who had this teaching. I must have what Brother Paham had. Brother Paham himself received the Holy Ghost later, maybe another 1 week or so, you know. And all the students received the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is all in history. You can go and search this out. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
120 years to the day. As the clock strikes midnight tonight to go to 12:01. It'll be 120 years to the day when the Holy Ghost fell. Now, from that year, so Brother Thomas now was speaking the law. Then he went to Los Angeles. And then a couple of them, but they went to know, they've been speaking the Lord. Their address was 312 Azusa Street in Los Angeles, you know. And that's where the whole thing, that's why we are here tonight. The Holy Ghost, when it was poured out in 1906 from there, went all over the world. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Very, very sick. What time are we living in now? Crossing 120. Now, in the beginning, the Lord first mentioned the end of all flesh. You know? And in Noah's time, it was judgment, right? I have been no dead can be falling for 120 years. And so, what's going to happen next year? From this year on, what's going to happen? So, what time is it, brethren? So, without googling anything, even that story alone itself, I mean, speaking a volume. I can't even cover it all tonight. So, tonight, like I said before, after midnight, it'll be 120 years and some of that, you know. So, and let's now consider. So, what time is it now, brethren, for the Christian church? Let's consider the following things in the Bible. Second Peter 3:8, we read that, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. In the beginning, we see that we see God at work in the 6 days of creation. We know it's not 6 times 24-hour days. We know that. How do we know? By the scriptures. Amen. I just show you now that a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, right? Could he have done the word just like that? He could do it, but he chose to do it in 6,000 years. Praise the Lord. So, and who can declare it to the potter? How do you make me dust? Anyway, so it happened. So we see that one, that the Lord rested on the seventh day from all his work. We know that there have been approximately 4,000 years. From Adam to Christ is 4,000 years by Bible reckoning. We know that. And from Christ to this time we are living in now, about 2,000 years. Add it together, that's 6,000 years, right? And the seventh day represents the millennial period that will take place after the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the fact that we are coming close of the 120th Jubilee has already happened since the time Adam was caught. 120 Jubilees and some of that, you know, has happened. That's 6,000 years, right? So this is not all I'm saying tonight. We're not setting any date about this year we are entering in. Amen? We don't set any date. The day and the hour, no man knows. That's what we know. Praise the Lord Jesus. All we are saying is this. This is what we are talking about tonight is the gifting of the tribe of Issachar. The tribe of Issachar, they have a gift. God gave to them. What was it? Had to do with time. Read it in 2 Chronicles 12:32. Hey, what it says. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the time. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Having understanding of the time. The elect of the end of the age, they will have understanding of the time. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Right there. So they have understanding of the time to know what Israel ought to do. The letter of God will know what to do at the end of the age. Amen?
Amen.
And God will be unfolding and revealing it. Now, in finishing tonight now, in the New Testament, we are told the same thing. Like the chain of Issachar. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, to you and I, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Amen?
Amen.
So even to the church, the same thing, the same Jesus, the same Jehovah God, who gave Moses all those writings and so on, has told the church of this day the same thing. You ought to know by the time and the season. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. See? Thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come out upon them as a travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Only the elect will. Amen?
Amen.
Now I show you a scripture at the end of this passage, just another 5 minutes now. They will not escape. The ungodly will not escape. The unexpecting, the one who are not washing, they will not escape, you know.
Mm.
Even some of the church will not escape because they're not washing, you know. So be very careful. Now, but ye brethren are not in darkness, amen?
Amen.
You are not in darkness. That the day should come, should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, brethren, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep, brethren, as others do. But let us watch and be sober in this age, as we are entering this year, amen? 120 striking everywhere. I'm not saying anything about anything. Just telling that we should know the time and the season. You know? Watch and to be sober. For they that sleep in the night. I'm telling you, the world has since crossed the 11th hour long ago. Even the atomic scientists are saying that the day of doom is not far off. They put the atomic clock, the day of doom, to about 90 seconds to midnight right now. You know? The more evil happens in the world, the more they move to midnight. Even the people, secular people in the world, you know, how much more God's children. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, let us not sleep as do others. But let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken and drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober. You keep on saying be sober, right? Don't forget these things. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. You see that? Love and faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Faith that worketh by love, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And for an helmet, the hope of salvation. In finishing, brethren, tonight, the Lord Jesus himself desired you and I to be prepared, vigilant, and growing in the knowledge in the lead up to his return. See? And two scriptures more are close tonight now. And when you go, meditate on these things. Mark 13:35. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, the Lord said, I say unto all, watch. Last scripture in Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. He never said to pray against this thing. He didn't say to pray that Antichrist won't come. That prayer will not be answered. Amen.
Yeah.
He didn't say pray that Armageddon won't come. That won't be answered, right? The only way to way of escape, you know, the sloppy one, they will not escape, right? But if you follow his word, watch it therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
One more scripture and I close. Proverbs 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it is the honor of kings to search out a matter. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, because you love us so much, Lord. Lord, will I hide anything that I will do from Abraham? I will speak unto him as friend to friend. Ye are my friend, he says. You keep all my commandments. Lord, thank you for not leaving us in darkness. concerning your program and your and what you plan for the end of the age. Thank you for making the chain of light. As we go tonight, Lord, we are even the light of the world. In the name of Jesus. Darkness will cover the heart and gross darkness the people. In the tabernacle of the righteous shall be light. We are the light of the world. As we go in this year, everywhere we go, we lighten it up with the glory of God. Amen. We see it and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Amen. And not us. Amen. Thank you, Father, for blessing us tonight in your word. Amen. Father, in Jesus' holy name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Brother Benjamin, take it up and we just praise God to the new year. Yes, go ahead.